Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we know, and we'll know more at 7 o'clock tonight. That is when the NFL schedule for all 272 regular season games will be revealed on the NFL Network. The NFL has gotten into the practice of making sure that everything they do from the draft to releasing the schedule is a primetime event. Mm-hmm. They're very good at it.
As many eyeballs as possible. We're going to tease about a tease about a tease about announcing the dates.
We're going to let a couple of games kind of dribble out there.
They're going to leak out.
We know that the opening game is going to be in Philadelphia as the Cowboys play the Philadelphia Eagles. That will be the first NFL game of the season. We also learned yesterday that the Chiefs will be playing at Arrowhead on Christmas night. Today we learned that the Chiefs will also be playing on Thanksgiving Day against the Dallas Cowboys.
They're going to be playing 4th of July as well.
I beg your pardon?
They're doing all the holidays.
Do not take a sip of your coffee after that one.
Do not.
Nope.
Did you also hear that a bunch of high schoolers are getting Mahomes-style uniforms? This is the coolest thing in his partnership with Adidas. Did you read this?
No.
He is custom making and providing uniforms with that iconic, you've seen the Mahomes gladiator looking logo.
The PM brand.
Cool. Yes. Super cool looking.
For the top 15 high school football programs in the country.
Huh. Nice.
I assume are all 15 of those in Texas? I don't know.
Only 12 of the 15.
12 of the 15.
Probably.
And you guys remember from the draft, or did you watch the draft? They had a 2-minute long video building up to the announcement of when they would announce that they were going to announce the schedule.
Everybody watched the draft this year, Sam, because we were trying to figure out where Shedeur Sanders was going.
Well, that's not why I watched the draft. I was excited for the Lee Summit kid. By the way, did you guys see the Royals finally lost last night in a walk-off? I am now so invested in this team. We go straight home and watch Royals games. That is what we do. I was so tired last night. But it was 1-1. It was a tie game. And then at the very end, some ding-a-ling plays for Houston, popped one over the wall, and then it was over.
What inning was that in?
The ninth. Walk-offs usually happen in the ninth, Scott.
Typically.
Sometimes they can happen in the 10th.
Very rare walk-off in the third. Even I know that.
Thanks for coming out. Good night,
that
folks.
Is not true. You asked out the newsroom today.
I most certainly did not.
Sam.
It wasn't a question, but she did say, there was a ninth inning walk-off last night. Did you see it?
And then I stop and I go, well, not that all walk-offs aren't in the ninth. I do know the walk-off has to be at the end, Scott. Played softball for 8 years. Had my own baseball card.
Really?
No, I have her baseball card. It is in my possession.
Under hobbies, Dan?
Yeah?
It says, in her spare time, Dana likes to read.
Aw.
Yeah, not maps.
Oh, damn.
Really?
Oh, damn. Now, Sam, It is 4 o'clock. Some people may not have heard.
No, we do not need to bring them up to speed.
In the 2 o'clock hour, I don't want that joke to fall flat for 50% of the audience.
So it gave me an aneurysm.
If you're trying to travel to Alaska
to get your cat,
you'll need a boat.
Correct. Or a plane.
Or a plane.
You cannot drive to Alaska.
Excuse me?
It's an island. Isn't it?
Oh my.
I think my heart stopped when I heard that.
I think we need to bring the conversation back to baseball, which is what we were talking about. Not maps and such.
Maps and such. I read. Not maps. So brilliant good. Dig, Sam. So brilliant. Did you see a bumper sticker on the way to work today?
I did. Can we please talk about this? On Shawnee Mission Parkway, sort of like up by, you know, Caribou Coffee. Maybe a little bit.
So right down the street.
A little bit
west
of there.
Just west of the Quick Trip.
I am at a red light, and there was a car in the far left turn lane. It was all red, so we're all kind of even Steven. And the car pulls up just ahead of me a little bit, and I look over, and there is a bumper sticker on the back of this SUV that says, Helen Keller was a fraud. That's the only bumper sticker on the car. There was nothing else that would say, okay, this is a lunatic because they've got fill-in-the-blank bumper sticker. One bumper sticker on the car that said Helen Keller was a fraud. So I come into the newsroom, we start talking about it, and it just so happens that Dan Weinbaum's grandfather grew up on her street.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact. Yeah, Helen Keller, born in Tuscumbia, Alabama, and that's where the area where much of my family's from, and great-grandpa grew up like two doors down.
Like at the same time that she was there?
Yes.
We start talking about this. Why is there this bumper sticker? And if you Google Helen Keller, unfortunately, the first thing that pops up is the bumper sticker that says she was a fraud.
# Helen Keller's not real.
I think these are like the flat earther people that don't believe she was a real, fierce, amazing human being. And I said this out in the newsroom. Why?
This is a long-standing and very, very intricate conspiracy theory.
Why?
Because she was blind and deaf.
Yes, she was. It's well documented. There are photos.
The claim being that she could not have done what she did with her disabilities.
You know what? If she was a blind and deaf male child growing up with Annie, her teacher, and had done all of these things, no one would question it. It's because she's a woman.
Well, most of these conspiracies just don't hold up at all to any kind of light. They fall apart.
Keller was born, by the way, in 1880. Why is someone driving around in 2025
there's the real
saying
question.
That this woman born in the 1800s did not really have a disability? Get a hobby.
She only died in 1968.
Did she?
Okay. But which means, Scott,
to die, you would have to be born.
In not that most recent history, she walked the earth among us. And so why now are people going, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, partly because I think they're trying to be provocative.
My God, get off the internet.
And controversial. I will say this, and I don't take anything away. Well, I'm about to, but I don't think there's any doubt that, A, there was a Helen Keller, and B, she was blind and deaf and did incredible things to overcome these disabilities with which I believe she was born, if I'm not mistaken.
No, developed, I think she was about a year and a half, maybe 19 months old.
Okay, so shortly after birth. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think where a lot of people, and I can kind of sort of understand this, is she wrote a book.
Yes.
A novel.
Yes.
It was entitled The Frost King. And by the way, this story that Sam printed out for us says it is very similar to a previously published story called The Frost Fairies, leading to accusations of plagiarism and fueling belief that her work is not original. Okay? I find it difficult to understand how somebody who is both blind and deaf.
Because she could write, she could read Braille. And she had a brilliant mind.
Okay.
That's where the conspiracies come from. People asking questions because they can't comprehend that somebody could actually accomplish these things. They're like, but she was, I don't understand how this could even happen. So it must not be real. That's where this conspiracy comes from.
to your point, I mean, what is going on in your mind that you're buying bumper stickers to claim that a woman who has been dead for 57 years, 58 years, is a fraud?
We're talking about it, aren't we?
Yeah, because it's so
ludicrous,
bizarre, you know, I think it's clear that she was able to speak.
Yes.
She did learn how to speak. And she had a very able teacher, assistant, who worked with her constantly.
And what's extraordinary about it is that it happened when it happened in the early 20th century, late 19th century.
Are there any interviews on, not that we need to hear one necessarily, but she died in 1968, clearly well after the advent of television. Are there any interviews with her where maybe somebody provided with Braille questions and then they could edit?
I'm sure there was answers. Because she lived well into the 1960s.
1968 is when she died. I've got to think that there's a television interview with her somewhere.
All right. I cannot believe I'm bringing this up, but it's been in my stack for a week. And I've talked to a couple of people about it, so I want to ask you guys about it. There is an article in The New Yorker entitled, "I Can Hear Thoughts." And there is a very popular prevailing theory and podcast that there are certain individuals with autism that have a very deep connection with a caregiver, possibly a parent, and the parent can facilitate now speech and thoughts, quote, for the child or for the adult child who is nonverbal, Scott. It's very controversial. But I've reached out to a couple of friends of mine who have looked into this or who have loved ones on the spectrum. Have you not heard about I Can Hear Thoughts, the podcast?
No.
It is caregivers claiming that their loved one who is trapped inside their own beautiful mind, they can telepathically help them with what they are trying to say.
All right.
And it has caught on like wildfire. But then the question becomes, and Dan, you know where I'm going with this, is this someone who is truly facilitating someone's communication,
or
like Annie did for Helen Keller? Or is it that you so badly want
these to be their thoughts,
to be the speech, that sort of like, and I'm not really, sort of like with a Ouija board, is someone moving the board?
There are some very, very messed up news stories in this same vein of people taking advantage of other people, claiming that that's what they wanted to portray.
All right, 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so listen to this. The original article I found, you guys, was in The New Yorker, and it's probably a 12-page read. I mean, Sam, like, think like a 25-minute read. I was so engrossed in this article, I could not put it down. The article from The Atlantic reads as follows. Mia is a teenage girl from New Mexico who can read her mother's mind. Akil is a young man in New Jersey who is seeing things through other people's eyes. And Lily parlays brain to brain with friends who are far away from where she lives in Georgia. It is all according to the Telepathy Tapes, a 10-part audio series that is now one of the most popular podcasts in America. Mia, Akil, and Lily are non-speaking people with autism who have a special skill. They say they are savants for ESP. Some non-speaking children with autism end up learning to use language when they get a little older. Others may use a set of cards with pictures to communicate. But the three that we're talking about are, quote, spellers, which means that they express themselves with other people's help by pointing to a letter board or typing on a screen. And usually they call it FC, Scott, facilitated communication. It would be, if you can imagine, one of your children cannot speak for themselves, so you hold up a board, and then they slowly start pointing at letters to form words, to form sentences, to form ideas, to form thoughts. Now, scientists have argued in double-blind studies that the thoughts can be attributed to the caregiver, not because it's fraud at all, but because the loved one or the caregiver
wants so badly
wants there to be communication,
right?
That it's, or a combination of both.
And ESP, if I'm not mistaken, from my youth, stands for extrasensory perception. Is that correct?
Yes.
Which means that I can either read your mind, feel your thoughts, or am I just, to borrow your example from before the break, and it was a great example, am I just moving the piece around the Ouija board while all my friends are still believing in it?
One of the kids that's the focus of one of the tapes claims to be able to identify numbers being held up on a series of cards behind his head, like actual telepathy. And the thinking is, Scott, because their other senses do not work in the normal societal way, their brain is more in tune to things that are beyond our understanding.
You believe it?
I believe that there are people with autism who do have extraordinary skill sets, yes.
Well, musically, that's been proven.
Do I believe that telepathy is one of them?
Or that you can, that Dana somehow, I mean, you and I have, we've been together for so long, and we both are able to communicate, that we are able to finish each other's thoughts.
Correct.
Because I know where you're going. You and I have been together for so long, you know where I'm going. And I can tell just by your speech patterns, and I know you can with me,
yep.
When I'm hung up on a word, I can't, it's not coming to my brain, or you're hung up on a word, I can finish your sentence for you. That's different.
So they're saying, the detractors of this theory, that it's the same thing with the parent of a child, that even more so, Scott, they can actually sort of finish each other's sentences
because they've
been helping facilitate that language since they were toddlers.
But they've never really communicated in the traditional sense that you and I communicate for 4 hours a day. And I have to wonder, and this is the skeptic in me. I'm not calling BS on
I know. Because I don't I want to be clear. I don't think it's fraud. I don't think they're trying to make a million and tell you they can fix all your problems.
And I don't either. What I think they're trying to do, and you alluded to this a few minutes ago, is I think the parents want so badly deep down into the deep reaches of their soul to be able to communicate with their child, that they'll formulate the thoughts for the child, not of the child.
One scientist says, two extraordinary skills, one far more extraordinary than the other. Either telepathy is real, or children with autism have an advanced ability to pick up on nonverbal cues from their parents and guess what they are thinking.
I think that's far more likely.
It's not necessarily telepathy, but it is a connection so intense from a parent to a child.
But you're not saying the parent can read the kid's thoughts. What you're saying is that the child has extrasensory perceptions, ESP, that they're able to read what they're...
I don't know that it's necessarily reading minds, but like you said, you and I can finish each other's sentences because we've been together so long. But if you said to me, what card am I holding up in a sealed envelope behind my head?
I'm not going to get that.
We wouldn't be able to get that.
I have a 1 in 52 chance.
Correct.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go to Angela in Kansas City. Angela, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. Hello, you all.
Hi.
Hi. So as much as I, as an educator, as I wish that this could be true, I mean, it's fair to say that, I mean, being generous to say that this is really a pseudoscience, and it's been debunked. I'm quoting here, but it's called "A Crock That Does More Harm Than Good by Raising False Hopes Among Families of Autistic Children."
I did read somewhere, Angela, where scientists really tried to look at this in an unbiased fashion and do some sort of double-blind
testing. Yeah.
And did not have the same results as the parents did.
Right. They can't bear it out in a true clinical setting.
And in those cases, and I'm going to put you on pause because we're getting some crackle on your phone line, but I get skewered when I use this term. The scientists don't really have a dog in the fight.
Correct.
And the parents, I'm with Angela. I think it's a pseudoscience. Am I an expert on this? Of course not.
One of the scientists says the evidence suggests that the words are coming from the helper, not the non-speaking person, and that the influence of the helper, usually mom or dad, right, is unconscious in a, quote, Ouija-like phenomenon, meaning they're not meaning to do it. They're really not meaning to say, let's trick everybody and make it look like you're putting together sentences. They the connection is so powerful, the love and the understanding is so real.
And the want.
And the want, that maybe it's a little bit of both, Scott.
The biggest problem here is that there is no way to prove it.
Is there
science,
a way
to, there has to be hard evidence to prove it, and there is no, absolutely no way to prove it.
But is there a way to disprove it?
Well, I mean, there have been study after study that thinks that they have disproven it. I mean, we saw a conviction. Dana brought the documentary up a couple of years ago called Tell Them You Love Me.
Oh, I'd forgotten about this.
The story of Anna Stubblefield, who worked for Rutgers University. She was a caregiver for a 19-year-old male who had severe cerebral palsy and was nonverbal. Somebody had gotten wind that their relationship had extended beyond the professional realm. And she was taken to court over it and was convicted.
Of what? Rape?
I believe it was some sort of...
sexual assault?
Of a dependent adult, like manipulation of a dependent adult.
And so tell me a little bit more about this. Was her argument that she was able to communicate with
yes.
him, even though he was nonverbal?
Yes.
Tell them that you love me.
Yes.
She claimed that on many accounts he had said... to her, or in some way communicated to her, that he wanted to turn
engage.
The relationship from a professional one to a
physical
more intimate one.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. All right. Susan in Lee Summit. Angela, thank you for the call, by the way. Susan, hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
I'm a caregiver to my younger sister who's developmentally disabled. And I find... it's almost offensive to have this ESP kind of stuff. I have had to take over responsibilities for her over the last 3 years completely.
And she's nonverbal, Susan?
No, she is not nonverbal. But she has a hard time expressing herself. But I've always been a part of her life. And as times have changed and we've lost our mom and, you know, we've grown closer, I can tell. I know what she's thinking. I can see when her eyes change. There are clues for the caregiver.
Yes.
That make a difference.
But Susan, real quick, it's different than telepathy. Like some of what was on the podcast is explained like she's thinking of a number between one and a billion, and then you can guess it. It's not that. It's more the subtleties of knowing someone so well. And
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And I think that's what some of these parents may not recognize. And for them to go back on Helen Keller and Annie Sullivan, oh my God, that just is ridiculous.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I read a lot about Helen Keller and Annie Sullivan, and the relationship that they had was so critical.
Yes.
Because Helen Keller's family was so messed up.
Annie Sullivan was her caregiver and her teacher.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, and that's kind of where I'm coming from is, you know, I know my sister better than my older sister knows my sister. I know my sister better than anybody right now.
But the argument you're making, though, if I understand you correctly, Susan, is while you do you know your sister better than anyone on the planet, you can read the proverbial room, if you will, when it comes to her emotions or her facial expressions, etc. Your argument is, and you said you almost take offense to the ESP argument, you cannot read her thoughts, correct?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, you know, I know what her history and you know, when she points at pictures or talks about this person or whether, I know the story behind it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. You know, if people are trying to play, you know, I would never claim to ESP with Nancy because I can't. Mm-hmm. That's just not real to me. But I know her stories. I know how she feels, how she looks when certain things are uncomfortable.
Let me ask you one last question, then we got to get to a quick break. And sure. I hope I don't say this in a way that is offensive or inappropriate. Has Nancy always been like this?
Yes.
Since birth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I like that explanation, Susan, because I understand what you're saying, and I think that's a more plausible explanation than someone on a podcast trying to take it a step further and say that there are people out there with ESP.
Now, do you think on the podcast they really believe that?
Scott, absolutely.
Or are they looking for ears to listen?
They bring in families who say, I can read their thoughts, and one of the criticisms is of the podcast is that what she just said. You are giving false hope to so many families desperate for hope.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Hey, don't forget to check out our podcast, which is better than their podcast.
False hope on ours. No hope at all, actually.
There's no hope. You find out things that you never knew before. Alaska's an island. Who knew?
I know.
You can check out the Dana Parks podcast by going to kmbz.com. All right, we're gonna take a chance here.
Okay.
CJ in Independence. Hello, CJ.
Hello, CJ.
Hi, what's going on?
Oh, hello.
Just a quick thought. And Dinah, don't get all unhinged on me, right?
Oh, I promise.
Yeah, you know, I listen to the show. On the Helen Keller thing, as an experiment, blindfold Scott and then cover his ears up so he can't hear anything and then teach him something. It's not possible. So the fact that she could write a book or something like that on something, how do you teach somebody, bro, who can't see the letter I and you can't tell her what the letter I is? So how would she, you know, that's my problem with it. So as an experiment, do that to Scott. You wouldn't be able to teach him something. Like if you gave him something that he never seen, that didn't know what it was, and you put it in his hand and he couldn't hear you and he couldn't see you, and then you tried to tell him what it was or teach him what it was.
I see what you're saying.
Possible.
But don't you remember that moment in the movie? And yes, I'm talking about the movie about Helen Keller, where she's pouring the water on her hands. And Helen Keller was an angry child because she was trapped in that mind of hers. And she starts signing W-A-T-E-R, W-A-T-E-R. And then this light bulb goes off. And at that moment, she realizes there is a way to communicate.
I still find it odd to believe. Just a thought.
Were you the one I passed on Shawnee Mission Parkway with the bumper sticker?
Nah, not me. I don't put bumper stickers on my car.
Can I teach you something you didn't know?
Yeah, please.
Did you know that Alaska is an island?
All right.
No, I didn't, but I do now.
Well, very good. See, I just taught
you're
you
welcome,
something you
CJ.
Didn't know.
I feel enlightened.
Be well, my friend.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I had to hear you say it, didn't I?
I just love when you say, do you know what? I love it.
Did you catch what you did there? I had to hear you say it.
It makes me so happy.
No, I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
She loves an Australian accent.
I love it.
Okay, thanks.
To him, it's not CJ, an Australian accent or an accent.
He couldn't care less.
He thinks we're the accent.
Do you know what has the words that have never been said in the English language?
What?
I love your American accent.
Ever.
So if you were ever in England or if you're ever in Australia or New Zealand, hang on, let's see if he's still there. Hey, CJ.
Yeah.
What do you think of the American accent?
I don't. It's just the way you guys talk. It's not.
Right.
It's rather unattractive, is it not?
Yeah, you know, no, because sometimes when you hear a southern drawl? Yeah, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
You like a good southern drawl?
Oh, yeah. Who don't, right? But it's just you know, frustrating because I go up there and people, the first thing they're like, oh, what port are you from? What's the matter? Have you ever been there? That'd be like me asking some places in here because I've never been to every place in America. And they say, oh, you're from America. Oh, what port? Because I've never, I wouldn't know what you tell me where it was anyway.
Well, wait.
In fairness, CJ, if I ran into someone in the grocery store with a very deep southern, like South Carolina accent, I would say,
ask, where are you from?
What part of the South are you from?
But you know where it was at, basically, Conda. You have an inkling in America where it's at.
Well, Dana doesn't. but I'm very well versed in geography. And if you told me you were from Perth, I would know that you're from the western coast of Australia. You could tell me you're from Sydney. You're from the southeast.
Well, what if I said I was down by the Kangaroo Island?
I didn't understand a single word that just
down
came out of your
Kangaroo
mouth.
Down by the Kangaroo
Island. Kangaroo. Yeah. I don't know where the Kangaroo Island is. I know where Tasmania is. It's off the southeastern coast of Australia.
But see, that's the whole point. Even if I told you, you'd be like, yeah, well, I'm just talking and it's blowing in the wind, eh?
Well, but see, here's what I think, CJ, and I actually I love your accent, but I think, and I've bumped into people from Australia primarily, but England as well, where they feel like if you say, I love your accent, that somehow we're trying to make you feel lesser than or we're insulting you. Hardly the case. I would make the argument that people from England, in particular, and Australia, your accent makes you sound smarter.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I figured I'd... Hey, the thing is, I guess, is, you know, that's just the first thing you hear so many times. You know, it's like you hear 1,000 times a day.
Right.
You know, it's not like you just hear once in a while. It's every time you go somewhere, but, every time you walk into a restaurant, every time, yeah.
But for us, it's fun and interesting. We want to learn more.
But for CJ, he's like, this is just the way I talk. Why do you always have to bring it up? Like if you're really tall, if you're like 7'2", CJ, I guess people go up to you all the time and say, well, do you play basketball?
Yeah. But here's the thing. It's nice to hear somebody with a different accent because we take 1,000 calls a week and it's always, how are you guys doing? And we're like, we're doing well. And then every once in a while, somebody calls in with a really unique and fun and interesting accent. And it gives me, at least, and I think Dana shares my opinion, an opportunity to learn something.
I'll get it and I'll appreciate it. But it's just, I don't know. It's just one thing. I'm more than an accent, right?
Of course you are.
And CJ, next time you call in, you are going to just be CJ from Independence.
All right, there you go, Mike.
But right. Keep in mind, we didn't mention your accent until after you had made a very valid point.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, well.
Be well, anyway. CJ. Helen Keller was real. Good day.
Have a good day.
Okay, mate.
Stop.
That
was a
CJ.
Great interaction. Have a good day, mate.
Until the very end, when you had to mimic the accent.
I was trying to connect.
Ow! You know, every time that does that, it scares the...
Try being over here.
It is very scary. Every once in a while, you guys, my computer just falls down.
If only we had a regular computer screen stand in there instead of a standing desk.
Thank you, Sam.
Well, she was the one that asked for the standing desks.
When we get back, there is a porch pirate in town. Wait until you hear what they stole. It makes me so mad. And then also, we have a hotline here at the news station. It works.
Doesn't work between Reagan National and the Pentagon.
For 3 years.
We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.